Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am Amin Elhassan. That is Black Trey. That is Jay Skills. That is Big Jerv. Juju Gotti will be joining us in just a second. We got a great show for y'all. I mean, basically, the Jrue Holiday deal happened. So that's what everybody around the world is talking about. Guess what? It happened before we started recording. So we get to be on time for once. Rather than talk about sports a week late, we're talking about it as it happens. So shout out to all that. We're going to update you guys on the Fantasy Football League rankings. We're going to talk about how do you handle the good morning text. It's a very diverse array of opinions. You don't want to miss this. And you'll learn something, I think. But first, patreon.com/countthedings is a website where you go become a Patreon. You get access to all the extra content. I'm going to just say this right now. I always say, oh, you have the watch-alongs that we do for Cinephobe, the Cinephobe special edition episodes that we've done over the years, and the Discord and all this stuff. But man, let me tell you right now, at some point coming up here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have ourselves one hell of an OG podcast episode that's going to be for our Patreons. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be uplifting. It's going to be positive. If you've been a longtime fan of this show, all of our shows, you don't want to miss it. So definitely stay locked in. Become a Patreon today because you don't want to miss it when it drops. All right. I guess this is the show started.
Juju, yeah. NFL, you know, you got the background. Tell us more about pop culture right now. We talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, but not specifically football. People are saying this brother has fumbled. I don't believe he fumbled.
I mean, to each his own. He might
to each his own, right?
Like, he might be in heaven right now, man. Salute to him and salute to his love. Follow your heart, bro. If you find it in her, I have no problem with it at all.
How's your team, Juju, right now, currently?
I don't know how you fumbled $4 billion.
You feel me? Like, I mean, you're a superhero.
Like, you can't fumble. If you got the bag, like,
my nigga, teach me how to fumble. Fumbling.
Right.
Teach me how to fumble. Literally, my fumbling ain't the right way.
Hey, speaking of, I heard y'all too talking about my fantasy team with trash. I heard Jared was like, that nigga's team is trash. And I looked at the record, shit, we got the same damn record. I was like, damn.
Trey had a fucking like career high week against me. I had a pretty solid week, bro. That's how I lost last week. It's all good. Your team's still trash though.
What I'm saying is, for you to specifically point out my team for trash, which it is, it's like I looked at your team, I was like, oh, he gotta have, and then I was like, oh wait, you in the warm garbage pile with me, bro. Like, but you got T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. That's just that's kind of hilarious.
You know? I mean, to me, it's just as hilarious as when you took.
Say it. Yeah.
Josh Allen and
Pat Mahomes. Hey. So guess what's been happening in my trade lately this all year too? Folks trying to give me a better team.
Everybody's trying because everybody's like, yo, fam.
Stay tuned. You're right though. My team gonna be the worst team for sure.
I'm a real nigga.
I had Mike Williams too.
I'm a real nigga. I gave Juju a trade. I'm a real nigga. Yeah. I accepted the trade. I'm a real nigga. I'm sitting comfortable. First of all, shout out to Cousin Bruce. Cousin Bruce told me I'm too humble on the motherfucking pod. Talk that shit to Jerv, aka Fantasy fucking King, nigga. Good nigga. Beat your
damn
ass.
Damn, Bruce, that's how we doing, Bruce.
Beat like, your okay. ass. He said, yeah, man, Jerv talking all that shit. And I was watching. He said he was watching the standings. Yeah. He's watching the game. He said, damn, you beat Jerv. After all that shit, I beat Jerv. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to see Jerv or Jason. Probably even Juju in the playoffs. Because Juju, I got faith in you making it. You're gonna be a second half team. You're about to make the right trades. Get yourself situated.
Look,
you offered me a good trade.
Feel crazy. How is that?
You offered me a good trade too, by the way. I'm still debating because I'm not thirsty for a quarterback like that.
I'm calling shenanigans. And I'm gonna tell the commissioner he gotta look at that.
Shenanigans? He gave me, bro. Hold on. First and foremost, I got Cam Akers. Let's get real. Like we traded me goddamn somebody. He traded me Cam damn Akers.
That's shenanigans, bro.
That's shenanigans. He trying to goddamn win.
My man just said,
I traded him a good tight. It was a good trade that was approved by the league. You can deny it in the damn league.
Everybody
check.
Had a vote.
Everybody get a vote, bro.
You can veto.
Hey,
what I look like vetoing? What I'm a hater? I ain't no sucker, dog. Like y'all, if that's what y'all decide, it don't mean that I like the deal. Bro, it just means that
you're talking about Cam Akers. We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice. Cam Akers with the Vikings, a loaded running back room. Come on, man. I gave up good pieces. And last week, Mike Williams got hurt for the year. My team is in shambles, up and down, every which way you look. Garrett Wilson, I drafted him. Shambles. Buffoon.
I got a trade for you, bro.
I'm not going to be down talked by somebody that got the same shit I got going on. We both one and two right now. Yes, one.
I can turn your life around in that league, bro. You trade me one of them quarterbacks, and I give you one of them Bengal receivers, and we both eating. Like, it makes sense.
But it got to be a little bit more than a Bengal receiver, because both of them, they looking pretty trash.
Wait till after this 1 o'clock game, and they play this little Ravens defense that just gives up a ton of passing yards.
A guaranteed 20 points every week is not worth a gamble of T. Higgins. You feel me? Like, Patrick Mahomes and T. Higgins is two different creatures. I would need a package for Pat, in my opinion. If you're listening, DM Jerv, tell him how lame he is for this trade idea.
Hold up, my brother. I didn't say. First of all, I didn't think Patrick. I was thinking Josh Allen, but okay, we talking Patrick Mahomes. Absolutely, we can.
That's what I'm saying.
We can send another product in, but I'm telling you this, no one in the league is going to be able to offer you the better starting point that I'm offering you, which is one of them. I'm telling you, because I'm the one that has both of them, right? Everybody else, if they were to get rid of somebody, they would be taking away from their team. I have a ton of wide receivers. I can afford to give you one of those with something else, and I'm going to be A-OK. So my
new bet, at the end of the season, my record going to be better than yours. Fuck that. This is official. It's a new bet.
Good.
And we can still do business.
I ain't no hater, baby. We still do business. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to do this
before you say.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Before you shake, what you think of the Dame trade and the subsequent Drew trade?
Do what I think of right here. You feel me? Shorty's hustling up, dip dancing on me. The way that she moved. Bruh, we back. Boston Celtics back. Now, we had to give up the Time Lord, which is sad. My heart. You feel me? That hurt. That hurt bad. But Time Lord needs to be shaky than a mug. You feel me? And salute to him. I wish him health and prosperity and wealth over there in Portland with DeAndre Ayton. Hopefully, they can work it out. But us losing Marcus Smart when we did, that broke me. And I feel like Drew Holiday can give us at least a resemblance of some of that defense that was lost with him.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, East is getting crazy. Look at Jarv. Stressed. If he had any hair, it'd be falling out.
And we got poor Zingas. I forgot all about that. Oh, man. Come on, bro. We back, bro.
I mean,
East,
look.
East going to be wicked, man.
I don't love Al as an anchor, but I trust Al. I trust Al. You got to trust him. That's it. I love what the Celtics did. Look, shout out to Joe Cronin, though, right? I was not familiar with his game. I was like, bro, you don't know what you're doing. You're making these trades. That nigga petty. He the fucking petty king. First, he don't send Dame to Miami. Right. Secondly, he send this nigga not only to Milwaukee, right? Cool, everybody doing, oh, you're an idiot. Dame's gonna win one. Blah blah blah. Yeah. The nigga said, hold my beer. Hold on, nigga. Let's send this nigga to the torture rack for 4 games. Hold on. Drew, here, throw that nigga to Boston, got picks back, got a big, about to flip Malcolm Brogdon into something else. You know what I'm saying? Expiring and picks, get younger, have fun over there, low risk. That nigga no ball.
But that is true though, Juju. So they got now three centers. They got Porzingis. We got
the young boys too though.
Aiden, and they got
Nick Cornett. No, who are you talking about? Wait, who are you talking about? No, Boston. Nurkic is in. No.
Oh no.
Hold
no.
on. No. Y'all mixing all types of shit up. Boston got Porzingis, Horford, and Cornett.
Oh, okay. Boston got
Porzingis. We got the young. Who we got in the draft?
They ain't got no centers, bro. They got no bigs. They're bigless.
Clip this whenever for the end of the year.
Yeah, man. You could put on wax, man. You could put on wax. I think this is a terrible deal for Boston.
Really?
I think this is a terrible deal for Boston.
I feel bad for Malcolm.
You got that much faith in Rob Williams?
No, it's not about that much faith, although when he plays, he's incredibly productive.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
But he's fragile.
So he's fragile, but guess what? Like, I just got done doing radio. I was like, if y'all want to look at his regular season, yes, this motherfucker's missed a lot of games. You want to look at his playoffs, though?
Oh, that nigga's amazing.
That's the part that fucking matters, ultimately. In the playoffs, he plays, and he plays really well. He misses a bunch of regular season time. He's fragile. His career might be, I don't know, right? Like, he with that meniscus, that's going to be
Drew on Dame, though, brother. I like
it. Say what?
I like Drew on Dame, brother. They going to do that New Orleans Pelican shit.
I mean, okay.
Make everybody like else beat us.
You know what the difference is, though? Drew on Dame, okay. But
the Nemus,
who's on Giannis?
Quaita. Nemus, Nehemiah,
I like the Giannis.
Hold on.
He gonna be good.
What are you doing? Julio, what are you doing?
I'm having faith in my team. I like when we got him, is what I say. I'm not saying he gonna be a fire, but when they said his name, I was like, oh, okay. Because I just seen him in college.
Hey, man. You better home telling me, hey man, Tatum gonna play more four. He gonna play up, and we gonna spread the floor. We gotta.
Bro, I'm not saying he finna come in. I'm not saying he finna come in and change the team. I'm just saying Al. No. We were talking about Al, and I said Al can coach him up. Al can do a good job of teaching the young boys to be a little better. Look, y'all ain't finna shit on today. We got Drew Holiday. Fuck all y'all, man. I don't give a damn what y'all finna tell me right now. I don't give a fuck. We got Drew Holiday. Come see me. Hell you talking about? Talking about some be sad because we got Drew Holiday. The hell out of here. And football on. The fuck?
Nigga, you the one that's talking about Nevis Cueto, Johnny Cueto's little brother and shit.
Nigga, fly, bro. Don't hate on that boy.
Come on, man. Come on, man. That's what they call that? They call that, oh, here we go. I believe it's called grasping for straws.
Hey, Jerv, breaking news. Joel Embiid tweets, this offseason was fun. Laugh my ass.
LMAO. Yo. Look at Jerv's background. For the audio listeners, Jerv's background is one of them nightclub bottle girl sides. Just says Daryl Morey is a liar. Where is that from, Jerv? Where did you find this lovely picture?
That is from the gentleman that that I owe a huge apology to, because he was right. Daryl Morey is a liar. Like, I mean, it just is what it is, bro. He's a liar.
No, where's the picture? Nigga, I know where the quote came from. Where'd the picture come from?
James,
where'd you find it? What do you mean you don't know?
No,
James, did you make it?
James Harden was at the club.
James Harden threw a party in Houston at camp. Shout out to camp. And they had a camera crew. And then basically sent bottles, celebrated with P.J. Tucker. Which is hilarious.
That's the P.J.
Yo, he can. Oh, God.
And they had the sign sent of Daryl Morey is a liar. He just
hey, Trey's greatest quote of all time, by the way, is all PJ
ow, my meniscus.
No, all PJ Tucker does is hack and wear dope shoes. That's his best quote.
Nigga use all his files, nigga, and wear dope ass shoes.
Yo.
I'm with it, bro. Hey, so we're talking about before
until we got into
this whole fucking fantasy football talk, which was great because I love that. We got new bets. We got new trash talk. Yes, Jerv, I'm the man for right now in the power rankings. And we won't have any more trades. I will not
accept. You 2-1 just like me. What you mean?
I am in third place currently at the point. We're in a five-way tie. We're in a five-way tie for second place.
Give me them standings.
All right. So here we go. Here we go. Purple Rain, Palm Tree P, whoever that is.
Okay.
3-0. Shout outs to you. Okay. You've been kicking ass, brother. Tua in the gang. Sandman is 2-1. He's on a 2-game winning streak. Team Bishop G is third. 2-1. Pick six, Trayvon. Fourth. Team Skillsburg, fifth. Salute to Cap. Salute Jeremy to CS, sixth.
Okay. All right. Oh, he's all 2-1, right? These all 2-1 teams?
All 2-1.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Number seven, Jerv and the Jervets, 1-2.
What's that record? Oh,
how about that? Team Juju Gotti, 1-2.
You got to win.
Team King BJ, 84, Cousin Bruce, 1-2. Team Maze, 1-2. Slim Pickens, Quincy Chad, friends of the show, 1-2. And Jay Palmer, MSU, 0-3. I also have a live standing for our other group. And the standings are the Bomb Fan, Team Scobbs, 5-3-0. Team J Ruff, 3-0. DC Legends, 2-1. Team Kobe Huff, 2-1. Team Gordon from Dirac, 2-1. Vader was right. Jotham, who's our commissioner, 1-2. Is it Jotham?
Why are you rolling your eyes, Jerv?
Diplomats, it's Steph, 1-2. Team took my whole flavor, 1-2. And Team Davis backwards is 1-2. So there we go.
Yo, I want to know why Jerv is like a lot of facial expressions going on while these standings are being read out. The man who said I will beat everybody in the pod is tied for last. I'm just saying, bro.
You're 1-2, Jerv. You got one win, brother.
How long is he? 15 weeks? How long is the fantasy season?
I think it's like I think it's like 15 weeks.
I think it's like 14 in playoffs for fantasy.
14 in playoffs, yeah.
I think we've barely finished the first quarter of the game. Okay, I'm down six after one. Whoop de doo, Bezo. Like,
all right, what's your predictions at the end? You gonna figure it out?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna figure it out.
Okay. That's all I'm asking. I love that. No quitting you, brother.
Hey, Juju, we about to work this deal. Once I get this deal.
Also, shout out to the Colorado Buffaloes.
Wait, were you here for that?
Them little niggas have heart.
Were you here for that? I mean, Juju and Jerv are betting on who's
going to finish last.
Or no. Who's going to finish with a better record? Whoever finishes with a better record. Yeah.
This is beyond what Jerv already said, which is, I'm going to be the best among everybody on the pod, among the people that we know. So, everybody on the pod and Quincy and who else? Yeah. That's it, right?
Yeah. So, beyond that, I want to add
a head to head with
just to let everyone know, Cousin Bruce has to be added to that, to the category of people I'm going to finish ahead of since Cousin Bruce.
What about Maze?
Cousin Bruce. Maze? Yeah, Maze.
No, that's not the Maze.
Oh, that's not our Maze? Oh,
no. Okay.
That's not our Maze.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Yeah, but Cousin Bruce is definitely added to the
he on the shit Bruce list.
Cousin Bruce. Yo, that one hurt, Cousin Bruce. I'm not gonna front that.
He loved Jerv, but he said, man, you can't be talking to my Cuddy like that, bro. He was not They felt that in the Portland in the Northwest, man. They was just like, look, bro, you letting Jerv get it off. You know what I mean? Talk your shit. I was trying to chill, man. And you know, he put a battery in my back and told me to go crazy real quick.
Go crazy, bro. Get that shit off.
I mean, you missed. Since we're on NFL still, right? And I wanted to shout out motherfucking Colorado for competing. Them little niggas got heart. They put them freshmen in. We did not blow them niggas out, pause. And they got a squad over there. I got respect for them. I just was waiting on that game. Them niggas played hard. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Now, can I ask you, Trey, last 2 weeks, I would say against subpar competition, SC really hasn't wowed. I mean, Caleb Williams is great, but it's like y'all almost lost to ASU. Y'all almost lost to Colorado.
So here's my thing. Lincoln Riley's teams never have good defense, right? Exceptional O. They always got good quarterbacks. The quarterbacks ball out. They are Heisman candidates. Right now, every single game is going to be Caleb Williams versus own defense. Them niggas gashed out gashed out the third quarter, nigga. That altitude was whooping they ass. Shadur and that young wide receiver, that nigga nice. Amarion, he was fucking looking nice. He was balling, right? Then, you know what I'm saying? The defense, them niggas was locked in. All the freshman niggas, Deion got him a nice freshman group. I fuck with them. They made me put some respect on it because that game shouldn't even been that close. Also, that kicker nigga and the center, fire both of them niggas, first of all. The center been having ASU game, fumble shit. This game against Colorado, fumble shit. Then the kicker, we could have put the shit to bed. This nigga missed the fucking 31 yard.
I've never heard you go this detail about any other. Like,
SC. We had no reason to talk about football, first of all. Secondly, like I said, respected them niggas. How did you feel about Prime, Jason? How did you feel about Prime bringing in DaBaby for adversity?
Oh, man, that was the one rare L for my man Prime. You know what I'm saying? He's been on a cold winning streak, you know, even despite the loss of Oregon. But that was a bad just look on all fronts.
Talk to the crowd.
You know how they have people, you know, come in and give motivational speeches to football teams and stuff like that before a game. So he had the baby come in and talk about overcoming adversity. But it's so, I mean, not only is the baby just in a bad place, just in the public eye right now, he's the wrong person to deliver this message. But also on top of it, the nigga had no energy. So it was like on top of everything, the nigga was just standing there like a real regular silly nigga like with his hands like this, like, like, yeah, man, y'all gotta, you know, yo, overcome adversity and shit.
My
like,
connection is fucking trash today.
Like y'all, yeah, man, y'all got it. Like not even saying nothing like rah rah or creative.
Is it me or is that Jason?
I think it's you.
Cause I see Jerv.
It's you. We can hear you.
It's you, bro. We can hear you.
I saw Jerv moving, and I was like, "Well, Jerv's not frozen, so wait, maybe."
Yeah, no, we good. It's just Jason talking. All right, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. So. Nah, it was just a tricky situation, and then he got lit up online appropriately. So, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, everybody was like USC by 3 touchdowns and all that. But, yeah, I mean, the squad is still good. I think part of the thing for college football don't really seem like they got great defense unless it's like a great D-line or, you know, like I don't never
they're,
really
they're see. Very flawed. They're very flawed.
I never seen like a college defense stop a good quarterback. Like, I don't think ever. Like, yeah. I don't care how good the defense was. Like, so if you got a good quarterback, they gonna run it up. Like,
I feel like all the Pac-12 have good quarterbacks now. All them niggas, all them four. This is 5-year niggas now at this point, all playing in the Pac-12, right? So even ASU gonna give them some bump next week. Like, people think that Colorado's just going to roll through ASU. ASU fucking good, bro. Don't let that shit fool you. Them niggas can play, bro. What's bro name? Scatterboro? I don't know. He play back, all this shit. He can catch the ball. That nigga, they be doing so many trick plays on SC, nigga. I was like, nigga, who the fuck is this white boy, bro? He doing this shit. But long story short, yeah, picking the baby was interesting, nigga. A nigga that shot like, a nigga.
Guess,
nigga got DV.
Well, it's like, not even that. It's not even that. It's has he overcome his adversity?
Oh, he hasn't.
I'm gonna get John Morant in here.
Money.
But like,
he's still performing.
He,
I guess
he fumbled. He fumbled the bag ridiculously, and has never recovered the bag. But also, hasn't really come out and be like, man, I really fumbled the bag. Like, you know, usually someone who's overcome adversity, you want like either A, they came back stronger than what they were, like Kobe, basically. Or B, it's kind of like, yeah, I never got it back, but like I realize now that I threw my life away, like Chris Herring or like, not Chris Herring. What's my name? Chris Herron. Chris Herring. Shout out to Chris Herring. Chris Herron, remember him?
Yeah.
He went to Fresno or whatever, and he had like
Boston
the drug
Celtics.
Problem. Yep. So it's like, it's one of those two types of overcome adversity. You can't be a nigga still fucking up out here.
It's like he had Josh Gordon come and give an adversity speech.
I love weed, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga in a situation like that, bro.
Unless you're gonna be like, this nigga, don't do like him.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the best example of what not to be. This is how y'all don't want to end up.
Don't be like this nigga. I would have had T.O. talk to them niggas, if anything. T.O. had a good bounce back. I mean, we brought up the example of fumbling, right? And this nigga Jerv, shout out to this nigga facial expressions right now. We talked about fumbling, right? And I think like fumbling is so broad, especially in our community, where motherfuckers say, oh, you fumbled a bad chick, right? Mm-hmm. But did you really fumble if she annoying? Did you really fumble if you tired of her? Did you really fumble if the other woman looks better than her? Or don't look as better than her, but you enjoy her.
Yeah. Like,
how do you like fumble? What is the true definition of fumbling, nigga? Like, unless a nigga was really cheating, like a nigga was cheating like crazy, you know you had a perfect girl for you. I feel like that's ideal.
Fumbling is when you fuck up a good situation, not when you, oh, it was a bad one and you let her go. Like, because that's, to me, that's like a very... Yo, nigga, sit on your couch and stop fucking judging my life. You don't know shit. You don't know shit about, like, maybe she was crazy. Maybe she's sending mad texts and emails and shit like that. Like, maybe she's a bad person, right? Legitimately. Right. Maybe, man, I'm just not happy with her, man. Like, sometimes, like, I've been in a situation where I'm with a girl and the girl is, like, nice and sweet and all that shit. And I'm like, man, this is just annoying. Like, not that I want issues of conflict. I'm just like, yo, you don't have to always fucking ask me if I want something, man. Just let me be, right? Like, everyone's happiness is different.
Is it a fumble if you bounce back almost immediately? Is it still a fumble?
No, because you that nigga. Right. You never fumble. Right. It's like nigga recovering a bad snap, nigga.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Hold on, nigga,
right.
I'm still got it, nigga. Hold on, nigga. My three-step drop back is still cool.
It's a fumble if you still like, man. Hey, baby, what's going on? You try to still hit her up, still try to get back. Then you fumbled because you still want that in your life, and now you ain't got it. But if you don't want it in your life, then it's like you don't want it in your life, man. Now, there are other things. Like, obviously, there's limits to this. For example, let's say I'm dating a Rothschild, right? Or like Bill Gates' daughter or whatever, right? And because, like, I don't want to listen to Taylor Swift in the car. Like, I ended over that shit. Nigga, that's a fumble. I don't get but nigga, I was unhappy. Like, there's unhappiness in every relationship. Nigga, you gotta choose the one that you could tolerate in return for whatever you're getting out of it. That would be a fumble, I could say safely from afar. But like for the most part, like a regular girl, even if she's beautiful, even if she's like model gorgeous, all that shit, man. Like, if she makes you unhappy, bro, then that's not a fumble, man.
In the great words of Trayvon Edwards, I'm self-quote myself on this one. Niggas want your girl till they get your girl.
Yep.
Right? Because again, niggas will Johnny Gill your girl to death. Nigga, take, you know what I mean? If that was my girl.
Joe, if it was Joe, baby.
Listen, nigga, do all that till he get your girl. Don't understand how annoying, how much she nag, all that shit. She bad on paper. She an on paper champ. She an on paper champ, nigga. Like, nigga, how did you get her? Trust me, I wish I did it. On paper champ, nigga. Because at the end of the day, that shit a headache, my nigga. So, again, first of all, Travis Kelce hasn't confirmed or denied that he's dating Taylor Swift, whether he is or whether he's not. The nasty business of this shit is an ex from 7 years trying to slander my man. You seen that? I mean,
I hadn't.
Dog,
seen
she
that.
Just did interview,
she
bro.
She did a whole like 60-minute interview, like trying to, you know what I'm saying?
That's nasty business. That's not a boss,
bro.
Yeah, man.
Trying to accuse my man of cheating. Oh,
by the way,
they met on like a TV show, though, right?
But hold on. Let's assume that he did cheat. Bitch, that was 7 years ago, man.
I'm a
why
new
the fuck
man.
You care? You still care about my life like that? You still fucking walking around?
Wait, it was that long ago?
7 years, yeah.
Fucking
hold on. This whole time, I was under the impression like maybe like 2 years ago, this was his chick.
He was with the other chick.
He was with the other chick for a while, with Kayla for a while. So.
Oh, okay.
There's another.
But she ain't say nothing about Kayla, bro. She ain't say nothing about no Kayla, bro.
She want that.
You know what's
Taylor
funny?
Shit?
You know, I saw a video. A nigga said, "Yo, people are mad because you know Travis Kelce is proving like once you go black, you can go back, right?" But then this nigga said, "Y'all looking at it the wrong way, man. Travis Kelce just unlocked the final level of being a black athlete. Now, best of sisters, go got you a white girl. Like, right. This is the blackest shit he could have done."
But bro, he's a sick nigga, though. He the only nigga I know that can fuck with all black chicks, change his fucking haircut, change his facial hair, and come home. The nigga came home, nigga. He came home.
He not the only nigga you know. It's a bunch of motherfuckers that be on the same wave. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jamie Foxx probably could come home.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He might be the only inverse, nigga I know that really could come back to the crib.
It's a lot of inverse situations. Right.
Because you can't beat the bunny allegations.
That white shit, women do it all the time. White women be with niggas
They can do that, but I'm talking about a nigga with the bunny allegations might not bounce back, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, if you a nigga with money, bro, you could do whatever you want. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody tell you.
Don't let Dr. Umar.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
That nigga said bunny hopping.
Hey, but it ain't nothing worse in the world than an old joint coming back to slander you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had
does it ever work for them? I feel like it never worked for them.
No, because they end up looking like Tisha Campbell in Boomerang.
Yep.
That's all they look like. And the girl just like, close the blinds. like we about to.
Because the other part of it is this, and this is the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, when when that girl pretended to get kidnapped. And then, like, it turned out she was just trying to get attention from her boyfriend because he done did this or that. And I tried to explain this on Libertar Show, and they didn't get it. I was like, what y'all don't understand is what this woman has inadvertently done. Rather than get his attention, she has put a huge electronic billboard and pointed it at his dick and said, this shit drove me crazy. And what hoes from counties and counties away are going to think is like, damn. That dick must be amazing for to make someone act like that. So it's the same shit. Like, bitch, you could go on 60 Minutes and say, Abid was this, Abid was that. But all you're doing is advertising my dick.
Right. It's just promo. It's just like, damn, like, she still love this nigga. Like, he must got that. Yeah. That's how I be. So they don't realize, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? They in it for the attention and all the other things, like, you know. So that's like, just the game.
This part where people do shit for attention, even if it's that makes you look like attention. A goofy. Like, I just don't understand it, man. Like, why would you want attention that makes you look like a goofy? All right, that's going to do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. For Juju Gotti, for Trey Edwards, for Jason Madison, for John Gervais, I'm Amin Al-Hassan, telling you to stay black, motherfucker.